Can you describe the mood and the reaction to the Mubarak verdict?
Well, after the initial moments of jubilation that he had been found guilty for complicity in the murders, there seemed to be a little bit more settling in of what the full implications of the trial were, which is that six of the people that were charged in the killings that happened during the uprising were completely cleared. They're down in Tahrir now. The crowds are several thousands. They're waving the Egyptian flag. They're shouting for cleansing the judiciary. They're calling for new trials. And it's quite a broad spectrum of people who've gone down there.
Has there been any specific reaction to the verdicts from either pro- or anti-Mubarak figures in Egypt?
Yes, especially among the Islamist groups. The Muslim Brotherhood is joining in the protests that are now taking place here in Cairo, down in Tahrir Square, in Alexandria, and also in Suez. Both are also cities that were very strong during the uprising against Mubarak. We've had statements from the Muslim Brotherhood and from Gamma Islamiyah, the more radical Islamist groups, who want to see a new trial.
Why do those two groups want to see a new trial?
They'd like to see it on stronger evidence. They feel that the judiciary needs to be thoroughly cleansed from the old government holdovers from that old regime. They want to see a brand new approach and to take into account the crimes committed, not just during the uprising, but over the 30 years of the Mubarak government.
What does Mubarak's future look like?
Well, he's been given a life sentence, but because the evidence is weak and there is this possibility of appeal, there is a chance he could get out, and this is not the end of this case.
Can you describe the mood and the reaction to the Mubarak verdict?
Well, after the initial moments of jubilation that he had been found guilty for complicity in the murders, there seemed to be a little bit more settling in of what the full implications of the trial were, which is that six of the people that were charged in the killings that happened during the uprising were completely cleared. They're down in Tahrir now. The crowds are several thousands. They're waving the Egyptian flag. They're shouting for cleansing the judiciary. They're calling for new trials. And it's quite a broad spectrum of people who've gone down there.
Has there been any specific reaction to the verdicts from either pro- or anti-Mubarak figures in Egypt?
Yes, especially among the Islamist groups. The Muslim Brotherhood is joining in the protests that are now taking place here in Cairo, down in Tahrir Square. Several thousand people have gathered in Alexandria and also in Suez. Both are also cities that were very strong during the uprising against Mubarak. We've had statements from the Muslim Brotherhood and from Gamma Islamiyah, the more radical Islamist groups, who want to see a new trial.
Why do those two groups want to see a new trial?
They'd like to see it on stronger evidence. They feel that the judiciary needs to be thoroughly cleansed from the old government holdovers from that old regime. They want to see a brand new approach and to take into account the crimes committed, not just during the uprising, but over the 30 years of the Mubarak government.
What does Mr. Mubarak's future look like?
Well, he's been given a life sentence, but because the evidence is weak and there is this possibility of appeal, there is a chance he could get out, and this is not the end of this case.